This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. This year at Manson's Hall, in honor of Jen Stevens and the winter solstice, Alana Caron put on a light spiral to continue a tradition that she and Jen started together in 2014. I caught up with Alana to hear more about this tradition and honoring her dear friend. Alana, what is the light spiral?
So the light spiral is a spiral made of cedar boughs on the floor of the hall. And at the center, there's one lit candle on an altar. And we gather in the dark room on the darkest day, and each person walks with an unlit candle into the spiral in a contemplative way. It's very quiet and peaceful, and there's like quiet background live music. And each person lights their candle and then walks back out of the spiral and places it somewhere on the spiral. So that as each person walks the spiral, the room grows lighter and lighter with all the candlelight. There's a quote from Jen from one of the emails she sent out to the play school parents from the first year we organized the light spiral just for the children. And I just wanted to share it with her, with you. Here's a quote I like. As each child added their light to the gathering candles, the darkness was symbolically pushed back in the room and throughout the spiral. As the returning daylight gathers force to return at solstice.
Do you think that you're going to do the light spiral in the future?
Yeah. Dancing Wolf and I have already talked about doing it again in the future. He was like a really co-organizer this year. We did it together. So I wouldn't have done it without him. He held a big space. And Jen would have loved it. It was beautiful. And Dancing Wolf had up his love, the solstice sun that Elke made on the stage. Jen was definitely there in spirit with us.
She brought you all together.
Yeah, she always did that.
So, you initiated the light spiral as a winter solstice celebration at Manson's Hall with Jennifer Stevens. How long ago?
We started teaching the play school together in 2014, and that was the first year we did the light spiral, and we did it just for the kids. We set it up in the Pioneer Room, and we did it one afternoon before they went home. We both have a background in Waldorf education. I went to a Waldorf school from kindergarten all the way through high school, and Jen was trained as a Waldorf teacher, so it was for me something that I experienced as a child. In my kindergarten classroom, we would come in the afternoon, the teachers would have it set up really special, and it would just be the kids and our parents, and we'd get to walk the spiral. It was really beautiful, magical. And so part of the Waldorf tradition is just holding these seasonal rituals and the spiritual connection that's involved with them. Jen and I wanted to bring that to the play school when we were running it. And the first year we just organized it for the kids, and it was a lot of work. And I think we decided that we wanted to offer it to the bigger community. And so the next year we organized it in the big hall for the whole community, and not very many people came. It was pretty small. But I think it was the following year that more people got excited about it. And then that was the year it was like really big. And then we did it one more year in 2017. And I think that one was also quite large. I don't remember the specifics. I had a small baby at the time, so I was less involved. But Jen was more the one who like really reached out and got volunteers and spoke at the event and just held the energy. And I was always more the like background supporter. I was the one who would set up the spiral on the floor with the boughs. And the first couple of years we did a single spiral, which where like somebody had to walk in and walk out the same way. So you had to wait for the person to come out. And the one year we did that, and there was a lot of people, it took so long. So after that, we figured out the double spiral so that more than one person could be in the spiral at once and not having to like shimmy past each other.
That's a nice innovation.
Yeah.
So after 2017, you guys didn't organize it after that?
We didn't organize it after that. I think the first year, just neither of us had the energy, probably. And then after that, Jen was sick. So, and COVID happened. Like, it all happened that way. And then this year, Dancing Wolf approached me like a week before solstice and said, do you want to organize this? And I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. I don't know that I have the energy. And then I was just like, I really want to do this. So we did it. And it was a snowy day and there weren't very many people. The heat was off in the hall. It was cold. It was 5 degrees in there. But there were probably like people trickled in. And so there was maybe 30 people there at the end. And it felt full. And the room lit up, and it was the beautiful event that it is.
It's nice to think about Jen.
It is just nice. It was a process for me, like, the day before the spiral I was working in. I was just crying, and it's just, like, waves of grief that passed through. And part of it was just, like, the process of holding the spiral without her and really feeling the lack of her presence in that. Also, just having to step into the space that she held with the spiral that isn't like my natural space or place to be in community, where I was the one sharing and speaking and holding the space for the event along with Dancing Wolf to speak. Yeah, just to speak about Jen.
Jen Stevens' daughter is Darshan Stevens, whom is also a local on Cortez. She shared this sentiment with CKTZ. Sometimes I forget that I'm not alone in missing my mom. I feel so broken up about her being gone and about how difficult her last few years were, and I often feel really alone in my experience. Hearing Alana express grief about my mom being gone and Dancing Wolf going to such great lengths to make the space so beautiful deeply touched that lonely part of myself. Knowing that other people are thinking of my mom and reckoning with the loss of her, maybe even lighting a candle for her in this deep winter, helps me move through my own grief, or at least feel companioned in my grief. I feel grateful that my mom wove a rich tapestry with the community on Cortez because it means that my community members are my touchstones for remembering my mom. Darshan Stevens thanked the community for honoring her mother.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.